Listening Library presents Tell Us Something True by Dana Reinhardt. Read for you by Lincoln Hoppe. Chapter 1. Up until the afternoon, Penny Brockaway dumped me in the middle of Echo Park Lake. I didn't believe in fate. Before you start conjuring visions of me in a zippered body bag sinking to the bottom of that filthy water, I mean to say, she dumped me, as in she broke up with me, as in she took my heart and stomped on it while wearing a pair of those clunky boots she liked. And then she got behind the wheel of her SUV, and she drove over it before picking up what flattened pieces were left and tossing them in the compost bin. We took out one of those little pedal boats. I did all the pedaling. We'd heard about the boats from her best friend Vanessa, who'd told Penny you could take boats into the middle of Echo Park Lake, and doesn't that sound romantic, to be out in the middle of a lake with a person you love? It didn't sound all that great to me, but Penny wanted to do it, and doing anything with Penny was romantic. Watching her brush her hair, or tie her shoe, or blow a bubble with her blue sugar-free gum. I didn't need to be in a boat in the middle of some fake lake to feel all warm and fuzzy about Penny. I was just as happy sitting on the back steps of her house, watching her three-legged dog try to outrun the sprinklers, or keeping her company while she babysat her fat little brother, Ben. But she wanted to go on those goddamn boats. I should have just said no, but I didn't. And then it took us 4 months to find a Saturday afternoon we could drive out to Echo Park.